This episode of Hot Breath is sponsored by our Patreon. If any of our content has helped your comedy career, join our Patreon linked in the show notes and get positive comedy karma for life. Probably. Ahoy there, Hot Brethren and Sistren. Happy 2021. Welcome back to Hot Breath, the show where you learn comedy from the pros. I am your host, comedian Joel Byers, and today we are doing our Comics Talking Comedy series about a very special topic here in 2021, mental health and comedy. This is such an important topic that I'm so excited to do this series on, all about comedy and mental health. We need our mental wits about us after such a crazy year, which is why we have also teamed up with Knowable, the Spotify for learning, to help you dominate your 2021 New Year's resolutions for real this time. All right, my resolution is to learn improv to help me improve my stand-up. So I am doing their UCB course all about improv. I was blown away by all the courses and quality I saw on the Knowable app. Seriously, I've spent hours scrolling through YouTube looking for valuable information. But Knowable has courses from people at NPR, Vice, even the Reddit founder has a course. And we both share the mission of providing quality content for people that want to learn, which is why they reached out to me wanting to give you, Hot Brethren and Sistren, a special 20% off their Early Adopter Club membership. That is less than $4 a month. Tell everyone, all right? This is awesome. Just by the way, $4 a month, that's less than your cup of coffee, and Knowable won't leave you all jittery and grumpy, okay? Knowable is the pick-me-up you and I both need to dominate 2021. All you gotta do is download the Knowable app, go to knowable.fyi, and use promo code HOTBREATH to kick off 2021 with a bang. Or, if you're too lazy, like me, I have also linked the direct link in the show notes for you to just click on it, join up, and start leveling up your comedy and whatever else you have in your New Year's resolutions. So however you join, just join, and I'll see you there. And we will see you in the rest of this episode, Hot Brethren and Sistren, as it is now time after, yeah, sponsors, baby. Yeah, 2021, we're going places, all right? And we're so excited to have you along for the ride, as our topic today is comedy and mental health. No more important as we come off such a wild year of 2021 to dive into this topic, and no better way to do it than with fellow Hot Brethren, Yoshi So. You may have heard our last episode together all about Andrew Schultz and whether or not he is bigger and more powerful than Netflix. That was a fun discussion that if you haven't heard, I will link into the show notes as well. But now, in this Comics Talking Comedy series, it's all about comedy and mental health, and we will see you on the other side. Enjoy. Ahoy there, Hot Breathiverse. Welcome back to Comics Talking Comedy. I am comedian Joel Byers.
I'm comedian Yoshi. What up?
Yoshi So in the building. We are comedians talking comedy. We're seeing on YouTube everyone having opinions about what you see in the comedy industry, but they're not comics. So it's time for comics to take back the microphone and share our own personal opinions about what's happening in our beloved industry. And a big topic as we kick off 2021 here is comedy and mental health. This is such a big topic, and we've seen it happen through different like headlines of suicides and substance abuse and things like that. And most recently, Yoshi, I mean, John Mulaney, did you hear about John Mulaney's situation?
I did, man. I think it's so surprising, but you know, I'm not surprised at anything in 2020. We're all going through it. Obviously, you know, he's been going through it a lot more than some of us has. I think that's a, first of all, I think it's awesome that he checked himself into rehab. Mm-hmm. Which I think is a huge thing. That's progress, right? Like, rather than somebody be like, "Hey, man," or being on an episode of what's that show that people used to sit you down and be like, "Hey, man, you've been screwing up. We're going to need
intervention."
Rather than an intervention happening, right?
Yeah. So, a lesser comic would have tried to gone viral off of it. There would have been some like comedian prank intervention, but John Mulaney, you know, he's a little more professional, I guess, which is why it was so surprising. You know, I mean, like the laugh button wrote an article about it, basically talking about how he had been sober since he was like 23. And then he like relapsed here in the pandemic. And it's just tough to see someone like, as comics, we see John Mulaney and, you know, the SNL writing job and all the amazing comedy specials. And we see him as like a guy who has it all, but it's important for comics to understand that like at every level, and we've learned this from interviewing over 300 comics on the show, that, you know, at every level there is that struggle.
Oh my God. It's such a struggle, but it's also like the fame and the money doesn't make that stuff go away. You know what I mean? Like, I hate to quote the New York Brooklyn poet, Notorious B.I.G.
You said that so white. Before you even quote Jay-Z, this came up in the last show we did where I had to teach you pause. You didn't know what pause meant. And now you're like the New York Brooklyn the Jigga man himself. Sorry, I've said too much. It was an A there. There were no hard R's in that. But I just wanted to say that real quick.
And, yeah.
But well, yeah, what did Jay-Z say?
Is a real thing, right? Like it's you know, the more success that you have, the more things you are kind of dealing with the success. And I'm sure that this pandemic did not help. You know what I mean? Like the art form that he gets to do, the Broadway shows, the live shows, all that getting shut down, you know, isn't great for anyone's mental state, right? So yeah, not surprising, but at the same time, it can happen to anybody. That's what we're learning. It can happen to anybody.
Yeah, and that shows the value of community so much. Like as comics, doing stand-up is so cool, but the community behind it is like, I would say like probably the biggest value beyond the high from on stage is just getting to be around other comics all the time. And then all of a sudden last March, you know, I had a bunch of road dates booked. I wake up one morning, all of the work is gone for the year. And I can just imagine just all of us had to kind of adjust.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. I was on my way to a festival in Minneapolis when that had to get canceled. And then I had something else come up for like the World Series that had to get canceled. And I was like, ugh. And then, you know, you get caught up in it. You're like, oh, this will be over in a while. I even bought tickets for a show like later on. And I'm like, oh, yeah, it'll be fine. And then I had to cancel those tickets. But yeah, I mean, like this world and like just 2020 put a wrench in so many things. And just live performance in general has been like insane. Like, you know, there's bills to try to help theaters like save themselves. Mm-hmm. I can't wait for theaters to come back so people can enjoy the live experience again.
Oh, dude, I'm not trying to brag, but I had Jack Harlow tickets, all right? And this was before the come up. I was on Jack Harlow early. I bought these tickets. They were like $20 a piece. He was going to be in Athens, Georgia. And then shut down, they moved the date a little bit, and then it just got canceled altogether, and they're like, nah, we'll be back when we charge $200 for these. So
I'm just going to
back early, and I still missed out on it. But
who's Jack Harlow?
Pause. You don't know Jack Harlow?
I don't know Jack Harlow.
The Great White Hope? Bruh, I don't even – we'll keep it to comedy. I'm sorry. We'll keep it to comedy here. I mean, just my mental health throughout this whole pandemic – has for really sure been saved, honestly, by our community, by the Hot Breathiverse. Like, we have this daily writing club that started with me being like, oh man, I need to be held accountable to write every day, even during quarantine. So I just started live streaming writing every day. And now it's a daily writing club where like around 100 comics get together every day and write jokes.
I mean, and it's so good because like, you don't lose that comedy edge, right?
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
You come to the Daily Write 10 and I still get to roast you. You know what I mean? So like
exactly.
What would you have done if I saw you? I'm like, get your head and shoulders ass on. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
I still get to do that in a Zoom-like environment, but you don't lose the ability of still being comedy, right? Like the magic in comedy, I remember, I think it might've been George Wallace that told me this, at the punchline is what happens off the stage.
Ooh,
that's where comedy gets built. I remember this guy, J.C. Falk, who's a comedian and a jazz singer, he used to be like, this is the show. Because this is where you get better at comedy, where someone will tag your joke. Someone will be like, man, that's a good joke. Have you ever tried it this way? Like, you ever tried this angle? And being around comics, now that we do that on a daily session, and then we've got weekly shows and feedback mics, all that stuff is like, man, that's honestly, that's been good for the soul. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like comedy for the chicken soup. Is it chicken soup for the soul? Can we relate that?
Well, we're vegan now. It's 2021. New year, new me over here. But I think that is important. Like comics watching this or listening to it on our podcast is really to understand like you're not alone. And there are communities, whether it is our Facebook group or a local scene or a friend, like just remember you're not alone in this. That's what's helped me. Has anything helped you?
You know, honestly, the writing and like not being afraid to try stuff, right? Because I think that's the one thing that this pandemic and like just 2020 has taught me is that like people are much more risk averse. And as a comedian, you got to almost be like opposite because you got to take risk. Right. And so I challenge myself to do the daily writing, but also write like a brand new 15-minute set, brand new 30-minute set, try some angles that I haven't tried. I went back and looked at like old notebooks of when I took your class, honestly, and like looked at him like, man, there's some fire in here.
Yeah.
And revised it. I hadn't told the jokes in a long time, but just like, hey, man, your creativity isn't gone just because the stage is gone. And so feedback mics and all these things is super, super helped, man. And then when I get to see people out and where we're like safe and all, it's like just magical. You're like, man, I just miss this. You know what I mean? I miss stand up. So it's been good, man. I mean, honestly, I'm glad that things are opening back up, but also, you know, what's been the biggest thing, honestly, has been the community of comics, has been reaching out to people and not forgetting, hey man, we still family. We still got jokes. We still got this writing. Like, let's not forget that. So that's been big for me.
Yeah, it sounds like goals, having something to work towards, whether it is I'm going to wake up and write a new joke today, or whether it is in the next month I want to develop 5 minutes, or I want to edit together a piece of content, you know, like on social media. And maybe now is the time you really start working on your social media following and really creating content that you wish existed. That's Jeremiah Watkins, I think, said that in our Q&A with him, or it was Dusty Slay, but he was like, use this time as, and we actually have a video where I did like the top 5 quarantine tips from comics we've been doing Q&As with. But I think one of them said, it's like, use this time to create what you wish existed. There's no pressure from industry. There's no expectation. Just create what you wish existed, which is why we started this show actually as well.
Why is all these random mics? I don't know if that's a real name or right, but I call them randomites. Talking about comedy. Like, we're comics. Like, we know this stuff. Yeah. It's not even that we know it, but, like, we have a better angle on it because we've seen it. We've lived it. Like, I've went home crying after a set. I know you have.
You know what I'm saying? Sure. Like, you know I have. No, you caused it. You sprayed the mace in my eye. Damn. But yeah, we've all been there. I mean, there's been sets where I've never got to a point where I was like, I'm going to quit, like, throughout doing this a little over 10 years. But, I mean, there have been sets where I'm like, what am I even doing? I hate these jokes. What have why? Like, I'm asking why. Who am I to even think I can be a comedian? Like, that imposter syndrome, you know, that creeps in. I've been guilty of that several times, for sure.
Yeah. I mean, and because comedy is such an objective thing, right? Like, we think, you know, there's every day I'll come up with something. I'm like, man, that is the most hilarious thing I've ever heard. I tried on stage, or I tried it like in a mic, and I'm like, that is not as good as it was in my head.
Yeah.
It's like that repetition of, well, guess what? There might be a little something here that, like, you know, I've got this new joke that I'm working on that I've been working on for a while, of just like how my kids, I've turned into like just a parent who's good at tech support because I've got three kids, you know what I'm saying? And I've stretched this thing into like, because it keeps happening on a daily. So now, like, the set is about me actually changing routers, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's got, like, it's, but it's like, that's my life. that's what's happening now, but it's also funny, right? And now I get to express it, get better at it. And my favorite thing, honestly, is still jiving with other comics in our feedback mics, in like the green room, all these things that we're doing here. And that stuff has just been dope because I see angles that I didn't even think about. Like, I've gotten on stuff. I'm like, well, how would people who aren't married, like, what is their angle on this? I was like, huh? Or who don't have kids? What would still be for people who don't have kids? Which is something I didn't even think about. I'm like, y'all ain't got kids? How y'all living? You know what I mean?
So, I feel you, man. This has helped me. Like, the community has helped me. I was in this mindset of like, if I didn't write it, then it's not mine type deal. Instead of like collaboratively writing. And when we did a Q&A with Jeff Foxworthy, and his big advice was write with other comics, I'm like, oh, well, if Jeff Foxworthy says it, I think it's okay. And we've had several other comics on the show say the same thing. Yeah, there's nothing wrong with collaborating. There's nothing wrong with like getting tags from other people. It makes it more fun and it adds new ideas and angles you weren't going to consider.
Yeah. I mean, and like, that's the most beautiful part. It's like you coming up with a tag or someone else helping you with a tag doesn't mean that like it wasn't good. It just got better. And you're just considering it, right? Like, but man, people have different perspectives. And that's the beauty of the stage and coming off the stage and being like, what'd you think about that, right? Comedy can sometimes be a lonely sport, but when you make it like a team sport, it works out better for you. And that's the thing, you know, comedy is a team sport. And if you can get the team part working, you can get success real fast.
So that seems to be the big theme as we land this plane here. If we did have a few takeaways for like helping comics and mental health, and this really can apply to people outside of comedy, but really the big one seems to be first like community. That seems to be the big thing of like having a supportive community around you. And if that's something that you're missing out on, we have a free Facebook group that you can just go on Facebook, search Hot Breath Comedy, and you'll see it, or it'll be linked in the description of the show. But it's a couple thousand comics around the world that are positive and supportive. And that's there's a lot of negativity in comedy, so it's good to have like a safe space to, like you said, try things, get out of your comfort zone, and connect with other people.
Yeah, and I think the other tip I would have is take some risk. Like, there's so many things right now that you could be doing. Not that you have to fill up all your time. Just staying alive is honestly a huge success, right?
Yeah, amen.
But take some risk with some of your creativity. Like, as a comic and as, you know, someone who's in marketing and does creative stuff, like, I enjoy the fact that I can do something different, throw it out on the wall, and see if it sticks or not. Like, that's really the key, because, you know, the networks are spending, Netflix is spending $5 billion on original content. You got Peacock spending $6 billion on original content. You got Amazon Prime coming in with original content. They're looking for content. Content is king, and they're looking for new faces. They're looking for new avenues, right? But you don't have to wait for them. You can create stuff that gets to success before they even see you, right? Because you're testing. So yeah, man, I think that's the tip, man. Get risky, like try some new stuff and see what happens.
And a prime example, you know, Andrew Schultz, who our first Comics Talking Comedy was all about whether or not Schultz, did we just lose Yoshi? Are you there?
I'm here.
The screen's black, but he is also black. So I don't know. Wait, can I say that in 2021? I'm sorry, y'all. I'm white and woke, okay? I'm one of the good ones, I promise. Perfect timing, though. Yeah, I was just saying our first show we did together was about if Schultz bigger than Netflix, because he's been creating his own content and creating his own basically business around it. So comics, you have a community, tap into that community, set goals for yourself, and, you know, get out of your comfort zone and try things that make you uncomfortable. And I think you'll be surprised with the results.
Yeah, man. Take risk. Go big.
My man. Well, Yoshi, another good Comics Talking Comedy in the books, my friend.
Yeah, man. Another one. Another one.
I see I see the minutes on your camera are about to run out, so we will get your Boost Mobile camera back to the mall kiosk you got it from.
It's a Spirit.
The Spirit Airlines of cameras. Yeah, yeah.
I've got to put quarters in to get more time on it.
This has been another good one. Comics, you're not alone, all right? That's the big takeaway. You're not alone in this, and we're here for you here at the Hot Breathiverse, however we can help. And yeah, we hope to see you. Group. Yeah, go holler at that Facebook group, and we'll see you in there or in our daily writing club right here on our YouTube channel. So until next time, Hot Breathiverse, subscribe to the YouTube channel, and we'll see you on the other side, everyone. Bye. Oh, the dab on them.
Dab on them.
Dab on them. We just lost all credibility right there.
You
all
did,
right, Hot Breath. You don't have to dab, but it does. When you hit that subscribe button, hit them with the dab, and then tag us at Hot Breath Pod on social media. Stay woke out there, Hot Breathiverse. You're not alone. Bye.
Bye.
Well, there you go, Hot Brethren and Sistren. Remember, you are not alone. We are all in this together, Hot Breathiverse. So if you have not joined our Facebook group, please do join it. It is a positive and supportive community of comics all around the world working together to get good at comedy. So if that's something that you're interested in, go join that Facebook group. And if you want to level up your 2021, do take advantage of our special deal with Knowable. It not only supports the podcast, but it also supports you and your continued development in not only the comedy game, but in your own personal life and in your professional life. There's so many different resources on that Knowable app for you to take advantage of. Most importantly, less than $4 a month. If you use promo code HOTBREATH at checkout, go to the app, go to their website. It's all linked in the show description. And use Hot Breath at checkout. You're not only going to get a killer deal and also support the podcast, but you are going to support yourself and your own self-development, which is so important. I can tell you, in doing comedy 10 years, the more I've worked on myself off the stage, the better I've gotten on stage. So take advantage of this while it's still available. And I appreciate all you do here at the Hot Breathiverse. And until next Monday, we'll be back right here on Hot Breath. Hot Breath. This episode of Hot Breath is sponsored by our Patreon. If any of our content has helped your comedy career, join our Patreon linked in the show notes and get positive comedy karma for life. Probably.